You definitely bring up some very good points. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to add at this point? I do not.
Yeah, you're on mute, sir.
No, I do not as well. We've been submitting ideas on the CIP for the last year or more. So I think that we've all added a lot to the list, and certainly it's a work in progress, so there can be more we could add. I think they're all good points, but the CIP is a work in progress, and we're only limited by our imaginations, and so I think we ought to look at everything that we have in the county that could benefit from additional capital infusions. Well, thank you. I have nothing more to add.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. In closing, as far as my comments, I noticed my helicopter was not put on here, but whatever. Is there any public comment regarding this discussion? County Manager Osborne?
All right. If you don't have any public, Mr. Chairman, I just kind of make a point in some things that you need to know about the capital improvement plan. Honey Coughlin from the administrative officer, my office, she's working with taking this capital improvement plan and then working with Loomis & Associates had it performed a staffing and resources plan that dovetails into this. So when you get a project that says it's $1 million, there's going to be engineering and there's going to be some legal services and going out to bid and then those sorts of things. There's some costs associated with that. So that work has been done. She's going to get that integrated in here. So the next meeting, you have that. It's probably important to note, and we're experiencing this a lot, especially in Virginia City, a little bit in the Highlands. I don't know if it's because there's more people living here and stuff that we used to be able to do didn't conflict with any person or structure or whatever. But we're finding a lot of projects that we just kind of get done. It's conflicting with somebody. And there's either complaints or a threat of litigation or something like that. Sometimes on as simple as things as grading out a road or widening a shoulder or doing something. And in most extreme cases, you know, we're putting in $1 million into a local drainage here in town to help a number of residents. And there's pushback from one or more people, not necessarily all of the people involved in benefiting from that project. So while we always appreciate in the past, we could just kind of get out there, jump in a tractor and fix something. It's becoming less and less so, unfortunately, because of that. So what that translates into, in some ways is good, is that the project that would just be kind of get it done is now going to have to go through a full engineering study. You know, and those can easily run $100,000, $200,000 for even a simple project. And then that will translate also having to go out to bid and, you know, have the full program there. And in some ways, that's good. I mean, going out to bid, we're doing that more and more all the time. That does a lot of times result in lower costs and better projects. But we do ask very kindly with some folks their patience. If a project is taking longer than maybe it would have 20 years ago, there's conflict. You know, there's people living all over. There's neighbors. There's encroachments. There's things that we need to deal with sometimes now that maybe did not exist even 5 years ago, to be honest with you. And so there is delay, and there is a little bit of that kind of government element to these projects. So we still work very hard. We're working very hard to keep these things moving along quickly and cheaply. But that is a reality that we're dealing with, and this plan is attempting to address that.
Yeah, excellent point, County Manager. I have experienced this personally. You know, the county wants to get things done in a quick fashion, and there is always somebody that is upset, and everybody loves to default to, oh, I'm going to get my attorney involved. Well, you know what ends up happening is it takes 5, 10 years to get a project done. You know, we'll spend taxpayer funds to get the project done. And like Austin said, you know, I think you're being a bit generous. I think even 2-3 years ago, we can get things done. And the reality is there always seems to be a stumbling block. So unfortunately, as it is with everything, it's always a small handful that ruins it for the rest. Again, there's nothing wrong with getting engineering done, but the Lousetown project was going to get knocked out for about $4 million. We got to get it engineered for another $500,000. That delays the project. That also takes away from other funds And I'm not suggesting that we, you know, do things on a handshake, but our public works department is out there trying to get these things knocked out for people in a quick fashion. Mark Twain drainage project has happened. I've received a ton of complaints that, you know, I know how to do it better. I don't know what to say. Nobody is a true expert, because everybody's a road engineer, everybody's a civil engineer, everybody knows how to get it done their way, and they think their way's the best. So my soapbox moment is going to be to the residents out there that wonder why things take so long. We have fought so hard to keep bureaucracy out of Story County in order to address our residents' needs as quickly as possible. And that's just not the world we live in. So, you know, for those listening or going back on this later, next time it takes 3 or 4 years to address something that's very simple to address, these are the reasons that we now have to take these directions in order to get this done. So I would urge folks to think about that. We're all on the same team here. We all want to get things accomplished so that we can move on to something else. But in 2023, even in Story County, we're going to have to get a crew of people out there to analyze something to its death before we put another shovel in the ground. This is good for public works, because I think it's going to free them up trying to take care of little projects for the county. They can focus more on what their true tasks are, and we'll just have to get F&P Construction, Q&D Construction out here, you know, hire an engineering firm, you know, to move a little bit of dirt. But at the end of the day, we've got to protect ourselves as a county and our employees from getting, you know, assaulted verbally by residents out there that, these guys are just trying to complete a task. So anyway, I'm not going to continue on this rant. I think people understand where we're going. It's not the direction I want to go, but... it's a direction we're being forced into. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Didn't mean to take the reins on that one, but I had to get that off my chest. So anyway, is there any other public comment today? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff as discussed here on the record on the presented fiscal year 25 Story County Capital Improvement Plan, and for the plan to be brought to this board for consideration at a future meeting.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Linda. And everybody else for your work on this. Moving on to item number 22, speaking about something that's been a long time coming. Discussion for possible action, review and possible approval of second reading of Bill Number 138, Ordinance Number 23-326. An ordinance amending Story County Code, Chapter 5, Business License Required, Section 5.04.200, Fees and Exemption from Fees, to revise the list of certain base in-county business license fees from their current amount to a reduced amount being $25 annually, Section 5.04.190, deleting conflicting language regarding fees set by resolution and other properly related matters. My apologies, I should have let you read that one.
Quite all right.
All right. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne. I don't have much to say this Commissioner Mitchell's item as far as the base of it, but I did want to let you know from the last meeting when this board heard the first reading of this, one of the requests was to bring this item to the Virginia City Tourism Commission and discuss with them any potential fiscal impacts that they may experience in their budgets with regard to this action. I just want to point also that Director Tuttle is in the room if he wants to speak to the Tourism Commission at all as well. We know that there's roughly a $5,400 impact to the Tourism Commission on this. Out of their overall budget, they looked at that and we broke it down, and they didn't feel that it was necessarily of concern, and they supported the County Commission moving forward with this action. They did ask, why is the County Commission considering this? And the answer was really a wide array of interest in reducing bureaucracy and regulations and unnecessary costs across the county. And we're seeing this in the zoning ordinance, we're seeing it in our county codes, we're seeing it here. and they were very much complimentary to the county commissioners on going the right direction and reducing fees and making things easier for people as opposed to the other direction. So they were complimentary and thanked you all for that. At this point, I just want to make sure that you're aware there is written findings that go with a motion to this at the advisement of the DA's office. Thank you, Mr. Brown. And also, I would be happy to read the ordinance title into the record, as I believe that is appropriate. And I don't have anything else at this point other than to answer questions or be of assistance.
Thank you. I'm going to ask for questions, and then I'll have you read the title into the record. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I have no questions. We've discussed this quite a bit in the past, and I'm certainly supportive of where it's going.
Indeed. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I just want to offer my thanks for all the work that's been put into this. I do have one question. As I was looking at the section that we're taking out of here to increase your decrease fees by resolution, I was just wondering why that wasn't the path that we took to just pass a resolution to decrease the fees.
Commissioners, I'm happy to answer unless Deputy District Attorney Brown would like to. Well, I will look to you if I mess up. So looking at that right now, there's a conflict. It appears to be in the ordinance that the ordinance says you all approve this by resolution, but then it's embedded in the code. So I did reach out to the District Attorney's office. Thank you, Mr. Brown, and advise that we ought to get rid of the resolution part because it is embedded in the code. We wouldn't be able to change it. I do want you to know that there is going to be, over the next 12-month period, probably an entire rewrite of Title V. We have done all of that work with prior attorney Bob Morris under the DA's office. A lot of work has been done on that. It's 98% done. That will clear up a lot of things, and we'll make sure the $25 fee migrates with that. It doesn't accidentally default back.
Very good. Thank you. Again, my thanks to everybody for their work on this. No further questions.
All right. Any public comment? You want to read the record in the title? Title in the record? Anybody?
All right. I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair. As soon as I get to it. All right. The title is an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 5, Business License Required, Section 5.04.200, Fees and Exemption from Fees, to revise the list of certain base in-county business license fees from the current amount to a reduced amount being $25 annually. Sections 5.04.190, deleting conflicting language regarding fees set by resolution and other properly related matters.
Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Just a quick procedural question. There's a written motion with findings. Do I need to verbally include those findings as I make the motion here?
We've been advised that that happens. Is that correct, Attorney Brown?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of Bill Number 138, Ordinance Number 23-326, an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 5, Business License Required, Section 5.04.200, Fees and Exemptions from Fees, to revise the list of certain business in-county business license fees from their current amount to a reduced amount being $25 annually. Section 5.04.190, deleting conflicting language regarding fees set by resolution and other properly related matters. This motion includes a finding that a special hearing and business impact statement are not required because the proposed action does not impose a direct or significant economic burden upon a business or directly restrict the formation, operation, or expansion of a business in Story County.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
I have a second.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 23 is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through C. Is there any public comment regarding business license second readings A through C? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 23 as A through C.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 24 is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. Moving on to 25, which is correspondence. No action will be taken. Anything?
I'll leave that up to you. I don't have anything. If you don't have any questions, thank you.
Nope, thank you. On to item number 26 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:19. Hope you all have a wonderful day. This meeting is adjourned. Merry Christmas.